Chad Griffin was inside the Supreme Court when the rulings were announced. He received a phone call from President Obama congratulating him. He flew to California to celebrate the nullification of Proposition 8. His next destination? The Utah Pride Center in Salt Lake City.
This morning, I wanted to wake up and to go to the state who, although you were able to celebrate what happened yesterday, you didn't actually feel the reach of justice by those decisions. We celebrated last night. Today, we roll up our sleeves and we get to work because we have a long ways to go till every single person, our brothers and sisters across this country, have full equality under the law.
Speaking to a crowd of LGBT advocacy organizations, Griffin vowed that the Human Rights Campaign and its allies would continue the fight for marriage equality in state legislatures, in Congress, at the ballot box, and in federal courts.
Within 5 years, we will bring marriage equality to all 50 of our states. Yes, right here in the state of Utah, too.
A complaint against Utah's constitutional amendment which bans same-sex marriage is pending in federal district court. The Utah Attorney General's office is expected to respond this summer. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.